Would you encourage family members to join the military?
Well, I did my granddaughter. I was the only one. They all were against it because of the stupid war over there in Iraq, you know, that shouldn't have happened. But I told her, I said, you know, you've got a degree and you're going into Secret Service. And I said, there's absolutely nothing in an army that that you can't get done right today if you keep your nose clean. She doesn't drink or smoke, and she minds, and she's tough. She's a ball player, bowling. She's 5'11", and she's jump on one of my big bikes and ride just as good as I can, or a four-wheeler or whatever, drive a tractor. I mean, she's just all person, people. And so, no, I said, I know. Well, she liked my history too, you know. She so she's in. She's went through basic and went through this officer's training, and she is a lieutenant now. No, but I was the only one. My wife found out she didn't want her to go in, and but her mother did, but her dad didn't. And but why they did. Why they did was something that you might not know about. And again, you might. Are you through school here, or you're still going to school?
Last semester.
Huh?
Yeah, still going to school.
Yeah. Every one of them, including her, had run up well anywhere from starting there at Missoula, started $40,000 to $50,000 to $60,000 loans. The Army, instantly, the minute you signed up, they were gone. And that's one of the reasons, a lot of them, that's why the Army's not getting people that are, you know, they failed in college, and but they owe the money, and I don't know how they go about dunning them for it or anything, but if they join the service, and she could see two or three people that she knew that had become lieutenants and captains, and she said, well, they're living a good life. I said, you can too. Do it. So, she is.
How do you feel about Hollywood's portrayal of the war?
Oh, I don't know about Hollywood. No. I really don't know what they, Hollywood, I don't go to movies. I haven't gone to a movie for, been over 40 years. We just don't go to movies, and I don't watch them on TV, and I don't, just like this morning there, those girls, but the old Wild Girls has on there, you know, and pull it down, have a guy riding them, and it's as quick as I can find that damn thing that was on the bed and under the edge of the cover. I couldn't find it quick enough. We just don't watch that kind of stuff on TV. And I know young people do, and you can send for that stuff, or you can watch it for hours, but, and a lot of young guys that do it, and they probably lope their mule while they're watching it, but no big deal. No, I care less what Hollywood does, or any of the rest of those guys. I really don't. I'm against the war. I don't think it had to happen, and that's all. That's just me. I don't say we was forced into it. Well, the guy that they wanted after, you know, and those bombs were no bombs, and the guy that they went and got out of this anthill, this hole, he had nothing to do with Al Qaeda whatsoever. But they were bringing in people. The one that the president fell in love with is Saudi Arabia, and they were furnishing them money, and those guys were trained in Saudi Arabia. So all you have to do is get acquainted with these senators, and they let you know exactly what the real story is. And that's all I go by. I'm against wars because I was in one.
Okay.